various different forms of seraphs. Yeah, so I prefer to focus on quite a happy part, the beginning of the parasha. And I found something actually very beautiful that describes a balance one has to have within chinuch. You know, chinuch is a lot about stricturing, telling children what not to do, and ensuring that they toe the line and not do anything negative. Avram, yeah, you okay? On the other hand, one has to understand as well that with the correct chinuch and the correct inspiration, a child can reach heights that, you know, the sky's the limit. And therefore, there's always a pull and a push between the negative, the sur mira, no, don't do this, don't do that, behave yourself, and as I say to you, you can do it, you're fantastic, you're great, you manage, right? There's a bit of a pull and a push here. So, in this week's parasha, it really discusses those two particular points. It begins by Dabar Shem Moshe Lemo, Dabar B'nei Yisrael Lemo, Isha Kisas Riv Yol D'Zocha. The prophet tells me the woman who gives birth, Kisas Riv, in other words, she becomes Tommy for 7 days. And the 8th day, you do Bris Milah. So the Gemara asks, what is a connection between 7 days she should become Tommy, and the 8th day you do Bris Milah? What's the connection between the two? So very interesting. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Hey, that this is actually a condition. In other words, if a woman becomes Tomei Nida for 7 days, on that condition, her child will have Bris Milah on the 8th day. But let's say, for example, she does not become a Tomei Nida for 7 days. For example, she didn't give a birth through the womb. She gave birth through cesarean. In that case, she will not become a Tomei Leda. And in that case, a halacha would be that you would not wait till the 8th day to do Bris Milah. Do Bris Milah immediately. Gemara discusses it backwards and forwards, but that's the Gemara's conclusion to a certain extent. Again, not halacha l'maisa, but that's the Gemara's conclusion to a certain extent. Alternatively, let's say this woman was a gave birth non-Jewish, and then she went through Geirus straight after birth, and the time it comes to do Bris Milah to her child, the child, she's Jewish, and she wants to make her child Jewish. The halacha would be, there's no point waiting until the 8th day, you do Bris Milah straight away, you don't wait. So Moshe Feinstein asks, what is the connection, why is it that there is a connection between Yolda Zocha, she becomes, and the other part of Bris Milah being on the 8th day? What's the connection between the two? Why is one thing depends on the other? So he says, very nicely, he says, why is it that we have Bris Milah on the 8th day? So he brings a medrash in Vayikra. And the medrash says in Vayikra, that the purpose of doing the 8th day is that Bo Matronusa. Matronusa is a matron. Matron is like is Shabbos. In other words, if you have Bris Milah on the 8th day, it is impossible for you to do Bris Milah until you are past a Shabbos. If it be 7 days, it's possible. But for 8th day, you'll have to have Shabbos within that time frame. You have to have Shabbos. It'll work with just before Nacht, the not yet, but you've got to have a whole Shabbos, and that's what you want. What is Shabbos all about? Shabbos is all about emunah. Shabbos is all about Bnei Shem created heaven and earth. Shabbos is all about bitochen, of understanding that everything comes from him and therefore we can close up our shop. It's all about emunah bitochen. And that's all what we'd consider the asei toiv, the positives, the focus, the good things. On the other hand, that Bris Milah, that chinuch of emunah bitochen only works if it's on a backdrop of tumah. In other words, if the mother realizes that we aren't perfect, if a mother realizes there's plenty to work on, and a person is liable to have pitfalls, and a person's liable to fall into what's, and therefore one has to work as much as one can on our bad and focus towards the good, then that is the perfect situation where she becomes Tommy, which in other words, you realize that one has lacks, and one has to work on oneself. And then you can focus on Shabbos being Bris Milah being the 8th day, that we can work on the Munah B'tochen. But if a woman does not realize she's not Tommy, and she thinks, I'm happy with where I am, and she's complacent, and she doesn't look for growth, there's no point bringing a bris mila on the eighth day. There's no point bringing in a munah b'tochen. I'm fine where I am. Stop bringing me these milas and these greater things. I'm quite happy where I am. And therefore, there will not be any growth. So you see from here, from this part of the drush, you see from over here, the importance on focusing sometimes on one's faults. Sometimes focusing that we have a lot to learn. That if we don't behave ourselves and we don't work on our growth and we don't work on a negative, we are going to be, nothing's going to come of us. So focus on the tumah, and then you can focus on the toiv. In other words, first the tumah and then shmilim over saralofi. That is one element of it. But the parasha continues, and the parasha says something very, very interesting. We talk about when she becomes tohir, what does she have to do in order to purify herself? So in Posuk Ches, it says, if she's poor, she can't afford a seh, v'imleisim se yodoi de seh, she can't afford a seh, v'lok chosh de seirim, she should take two seirim, toirim are two turtle doves, or shebedeinu, two small doves, echel la'ula v'echel la'chatos, one for oila, one for la'chatos, v'chipe oleho ha'koyin v'tahira, and the koyin will be mechapa for her, and she become tohira. So if you look in the Pasuk says you should take echod la oila ve'echod la chatos. One for the oila, you should take one for an oila, one for the korban oila, and one for a chatos. Interestingly enough though, earlier on in Vayikra Hey, Pasuk Ches, the Pasuk says clearly, the Pasuk says here, ve'hevi oisam ala koyin ve'hikra ve'esash la chatos rishoino. From here we learn that whenever you have an oila and a chatos, you always bring a chatos first. First a chatos, and then the oila. Says Rashi why. So he says, Rashi says in Pasuk Ches, Rashi explains, chatos kedemes la oila. Chatos always comes for an oila. Why? L'mar dov adoyme, l'praklit shnichnes l'ratzois ritzo, Praklit nichnas doiran achro. In other words, when you have something terrible going on, and you want to send in your lawyers to calm things down, and then you start giving gifts, making things good. So chatos sur meira, yeah, is getting rid of the bad, getting rid of the chet, and then the oila is our seitoi. And therefore, whenever we bring kabonos, two kabonos together, a chatos and the oila, always the chatos comes first. This pasuk says though, the opposite, the pasuk says, echad la oila, echad la chatos. First the oila, then the chatos. Why is that? So Rashi brings, over here, Gemara in Zvachim, lo hikdima hakos of elal mikra. In other words, what that means is that in truth, what do you bring first? You bring the chatos first. But when you're reading the parashas, in other words, when I'm going through parashas Sasri and I'm learning and I'm reading it here in shul, then for the reading, first you have the oil and then you have the chatos. That is what the Gemara answers. That's what Rashi explains. In other words, there's two dinim. It's practically what you do. Practically, you bring the chatos and then the oila. But on a scholastic level or a learning level, first the oila and then the chatos. Why? What's the idea behind this? So Tosa asks, and Tosa over there asks, brings another b'shafra b'nei chaim, that it's talking about crow, means you've got to be makdish the birds first, makdish the one for this, and makdish. Rashi doesn't agree. But according to Rashi, also shat limit crow. What does that mean? So I heard from the Manal of Gateshead, and I heard it from my Rosh Hashiva, Rav Ron Burovitz, said over like this. And in truth, I heard it even a different time from my other time, Kaufman. He says, if you look in the Gemara, you look in the Chumash, and look in Mishnayos, it's sometimes very different the way things are expressed. For example, when you talk about the Abba Minim in the Torah, what's the first one we talk about? The Abba Minim. Lakachtem lachem b'yoyim arishoyim priyates hodo. First bring an esrim. Kapus tomorrow, manafis always arvinocha. Right? So you first bring, it talks about first talking about the esrim. If you look in the Mishnayos, lulav agazel, gulav agazel vayoveishikus, lulav, and hadasim, and arovus, and then esrim. So it flips around the order. What's the idea behind this? Why do we change this? So he says, listen to this, it's very, very nice. Manahal says like this, that of course, there is an ideal. But also, there's practicalities to come to the ideal. For example, the ideal of what the Abba Minim is for is to bring the Priyates Hodol, is to focus on one's heart. Esrog is like the heart, is to focus to have a Lev Toho Borili Elikim, and the Redavon of Tahili Beinu Lo'Avdukho Be'emes. It's all about the heart. But one can't jump to the heart straight away. Yeah? You can't jump to the heart. Therefore, says the Mishnayos, there's a process. You first work on your spine, the way you go, and then you work on your eyes, the Hadassim, and then you work on what you speak about, the Aravos, and then you finally come to the heart. In other words, there is a process you reach. But you mustn't lose a wood, miss a wood for the trees. We've got to focus when the Torah talks about what is the Ikka. The Ikka is not the process. The Ikka is the destination. Don't lose the destination. Yeah? Don't lose the destination. In other words, what's going on in this parasha? Of course, there is always a chatos and then an oila. There's always a chatos and then an oila. You always bring a chatos, always a sumira and then a seitoiv. But when it comes to teaching chinuch, and this is a parasha of Ishlakis Azriah Ve'olda Zohar, when you're talking about a mother learning this parasha, the mikra, the posuk tells me something else. Here the posuk says, there's first an oila and then the chatos. Why? Oila is about potential. Oila is about positive. Oila is about greatness. When a mother is teaching her children, what is her priorities? What comes first? What is the focus? Focus on the oila. Focus on your children's strengths. Focus on how great they could be. Focus on the good side. On the oila. And then, by the way, also v'echel achatos. You gotta deal with sometimes kids misbehave, and you gotta stricture them, and you gotta, and you gotta focus on that as well. You gotta deal with the surah mirah. But focus on that asay toiv. And therefore, lemikra, of course, when it comes to what you should be doing, the process is a surah mirah and asay toiv. But that is not the function, that's not the focus. The focus is not, don't do this, don't do that, behave yourself, sit nicely. It's about, you're wonderful, you're excellent, you, of course you can do this. There's greatness, there's nothing, you're fantastic. This is a surah mirah and asay toiv. And therefore this is the flip to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe's vod, the beginning of the parasha, is that you cannot begin of asay toiv unless you have the surah mirah. You cannot begin to understand the greatness of Bris Milah, of the on Yom HaShmini, unless you had the tumma beforehand to understand that there's a lot to work on. And I'm not perfect, a lot to work on. So first work on the Sumerah, then I'll say Toiv. Carries on the parasha, and the parasha says, but don't think the ideal of what we should be focusing on is a Sumerah. The ideal is Echad La'ilah. Work on the strengths, work on the greatness, the Echad La'chatos, and then deal with everything else. Last week's Haftarah, I didn't read it last week because we had a parasha's Porah. But Parsha Shemini, we have here the story of the Orin coming back. And David HaMelech, Yugad HaMelech Leimor, and David HaMelech is besimcha, he's happy. And he brings over here, V'David Mecharke B'chol Oizif Nei Hashem, he was clapping. V'David Kol Beis Amalim Es Orin Hashem B'truah B'chol Shofar, with celebrations, with music. For your Orin Hashem, etc., etc. Bar Be'ir David, U'michal Bashol Nishkofa B'adachaloyim. And Michal Bashol was looking out the window. David Melech was looking out the window. Vayetzigu oisoi b'mekoymoi b'toyl ashanot, sorry. Vatera es haMelech David, and she saw the Melech David mefazez u'mecharker, dancing lifnei Hashem, vatevaz loy belibo. And she became, it became bezoyen. She felt it was not dignified. He became undignified in her eyes. So she came back, and she said to him, Yoshdod Varach Space of Tate Milch of Ashol said to David, Man Nichbad Hayoi Melech, you saw the Shnigla Hayoim Leini Mois of Odom. What's this dancing in front of everybody? We look like Echad HaRekim, you look like a commoner. A king is supposed to be dignified, he's supposed to be stiffer up lip, yeah, he's supposed to give over this thing. What is this dancing and clapping? What is this all about? So David said to him, what are you talking about? Lifnei Hashem Asher Bocha Bim Avichel Mekol Beis HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose me more than your father, and I'm supposed to be for greatness, etc., etc. Says the Pasuk, Ula Michal Bashol Loi Hoyo Loi Yelet Ad Yoy Moiso. And Michal Bashol did not have children to the day she died. She had a child before that, but she never had children till the day she died. It's Vachlekas Rashi and Radak, it seems to bring, whether it means, it's brought down from the Medrash as well. Ad Yoy Moiso means Ad Bechlal or Ad Voloy Ad Bechlal. In other words, until the day she died, she never had children, but on the day she died, she had a child, but she died during childbirth, or that she never had any further children. So the Mefarshim asked, my Rashiva asked, what is the connection? She never had children to the day she died. It happened much later than this. So Rashi brings down, it's an oinesh. It's an oinesh for v'yibes ve'enov. But what is the oinesh of v'yibes ve'enov of dying and not, without having children? What's the connection? Why is it connection? The teretz is, says a pasuk, that it's not such a terrible thing what she did. Not such a terrible thing. But to be a mother, and to deserve to have children, you are not allowed to take away the enthusiasm of somebody wanting to do a mitzvah. If David HaMelech wants to dance and sing and clap, you are not allowed to, if you're saying such a thing, then Michal can't have children until the day she dies. Because she does not deserve, not a punishment. She is not fitting to be a mother. A mother has got to allow a child to be completely let go of any inhibitions and look at greatness. To see greatness, to see growth, to see potential, to see fantastic things. And if you can't do that, you're not worthy of being a mother. So this week's Parasha Tazria is a balance of both. It's understanding that we have weaknesses, and therefore we've got to focus on the growth. That is, Tuma first, and then the eighth day you have Bris Milah. On the other hand, don't focus and keep that just the negative in your eyes. Focus on the Oilo. You'll deal with the Chatos as well. And Be'ez Hashem, when you have that, then we will be Zoicha to be able to bring up children and grandchildren, Be'ez Hashem, but with this enthusiasm, give the kids idea, and the idea that anything's possible. They're fantastic, they're great, and then we've got the message of this parasha. Thank you very much.